Come on, come on. Come on. You know, back in the day, we used to sing about the blood. We used to celebrate the blood. It's not a strange thing to celebrate the blood. It's not a strange thing at all to celebrate what the blood has done. We have forgotten the power of the blood. There was a sacrifice that's been paid. Huh? You couldn't pay the debt that you owed. He paid it for you by his blood. His blood. And if we get away from the blood, guess what's going to happen? The enemy's going to come in like a flood. Don't let me start rhyming. I'll start rapping too and put my hat on backwards and, you know, drop my britches a little bit. You know how they do. But I'm just trying to tell you that it's about the blood. We've got the power in the blood. Are you hearing me? See, there is a power that runs through the veins of my Savior. And because I said yes to my Savior, that same blood that runs through his veins runs through my veins. Now watch this. See, he bled in the garden when he began to pray. And he prayed so hard that he began to sweat blood. See, the first drop of blood was a drop of blood that called sacrifice in prayer. In prayer. Can we get some saints of God? Let's have some old church. Can we have some saints that know how to pray and know how to press through in prayer, that when they begin to pray that their tears begin to turn to blood? You know what I'm talking about? When you can't even pray no more, you can't even think straight, you don't even know what to pray no more, that all of a sudden it's just your tears come forth. And the Bible says that he counts every tear that has fallen from your eyes. And if he can count every tear that has fallen from your eyes, don't you know that he knows everything that you're in right now? We serve a Savior that is alive and well. We serve a Creator who created us to praise the Creator. Amen? The blood, baby. It's about the blood. Now, you know why you had that dream. It's about the blood. It's always been about the blood. Some of the disciples were following Jesus, and they said, what manner of this can we do? We cannot do this. This is too difficult. He began talking to them about his blood. His blood. And some of us have a tendency to be in church, but when we start talking about the blood, they get a little uncomfortable. That's the devil inside of you. Hello. We need to be totally delivered. Be totally set free. Quit holding on to the demons that we've held from our past and bringing them into our present and taking them into our future. Let's get rid of these darn devils and get them out. See, we have Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that lives inside of us. This is all church, baby. This is all church. See, the church was always talking about Jesus, the cross, and being washed by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus. How many of you want to be cleansed and washed through the blood? How many of you want everything that is going on in your life to be cleansed by the blood? How many of you know that the blood holds its power till today? Even until tomorrow. Till eternity. It ain't your blood that saved you. It ain't your blood. Oh, Pastor, but you don't know what I've been through. I sweated blood. I done all this kind of stuff. It wasn't you. It was Jesus that went to the cross. And because he went to the cross and bled for you, he emptied of himself so that you could be filled of all of him. Come on, come on, come on. You have got to understand that everything that he has for you is for you. Well, this just not my type of the church. Or this is just not my type of religion and how I worship. Do you think that he came for a denomination? No. Did he come for a form of worship? No. Did he come, by the way, you decided to dance or not dance, raise your hands, not raise your hands? Was he concerned about that? No, he came so that he could die on the cross. There was nothing else that he was to do. But in the process, watch this. Watch it. Y'all don't know. He is just walking on this earth being cool cat. Jesus. Walking on water. What you said? You want to do it? Come on, Peter. Jump out that boat. Peter said, I. Okay. So he starts walking on that water too. But we have a tendency to be like the other disciples to stay in the boat. God has given us something to look at. See, had to wear a suit for a wedding one day. Barely fit. Bought it off a rack. But there are some suits out there that are tailor-made. They fit you in every area of the store, I mean, of your frame. But before it becomes a suit, it's a pattern first. But that pattern, if we do not follow, it will never fit. I had too much coffee. Is that what it is? No. Watch this. Jesus came to show us a pattern of life so that we can fit to the pattern. The trick of the enemy is to cut up the pattern so it don't fit. It could be like, how many of y'all have quilts from grandmama and mama and meemaw's? How many have quilts? You know the quilts, the different pieces of fabric that were kind of put together to make you that quilt? You know the one that you carried around with you when you were, you know, eating cereal, watching your cartoons? And then you still have it today, putting around, you know, in your closet, and, you know, oh, this is for my baby, but then you're the one that pulls it out yourself. See, I used to watch as my grandma used to, you know, put little pieces of fabric together, none of it matching. And I said, what are you making? She said, I'm making a blanket. All different kind of patterns. All different kind of pieces and scraps. But when she finished with all the different scraps, it was complete. Oh, wait a minute. Not every pattern was the same. Y'all don't look the same, but you fit the pattern. Amen. To make the bigger picture. You understand? Well, watch this. It was not just the pattern that was left, called a remnant of patterns. I'm talking about a quilt, Liz. A quilt. All the stitching put together. All of a sudden, all these different patterns began to form something that was a frame. But it had to be filled. Had to be filled. It's not one thing to just get a quilt and it's just the covering and there's nothing filled within. Because there's nothing but just an empty cover. Mm-hmm. Talking about a quilt. Jesus came to show us the pattern. And if we would gather together as a remnant, we could become the covering. And the Spirit of God would be the filling that we could cover all the earth. You saw your mama. And you saw your grandma. You saw them both right now. You saw exactly what she did, how she did it, and in the midst that she did it. And you realize that a pattern for the family, what's this, was so that you could constantly be knitted together. Amen. See, I remember walking into the room and seeing her with the patterns laid out. What she would do when she began to sew it by hand. Oh, watch this. This is so good. She would put it on her knee, not on a table. And there was times that she would prick her knee. There was times that she would prick her finger. And she just kept on going. Every time the needle would press through the remnant, it was so that it can be knitted closer together with the blood. And more that she would continue to do it. Watch this. Every time she would prick herself, she wouldn't slow down. And she'd keep doing it. And she would keep doing it. And keep doing it. And keep doing it. And keep doing it. Until the end result was the pattern
that she saw here came out. I've been privileged to have one of those, and I still have it. When you put your heart into something that you do, sometimes you don't realize that God is saying for you to pay attention and hear what God is trying to get across to you. When she finished it, she would then present it to the male child, to each of the children. Yeah. It was a prophetic statement until every male child that you will always be knitted together in this family. So when the enemy would come in to try to tear away the pattern, you were knitted by the blood and knitted together. So when the enemy tries to steal one, it's because of the blood that keeps it knitted together. Yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm just talking about a quilt, guys. Did you get the message? Did you get the message? Jesus is the pattern. And we must follow him. We must follow him. But we have a tendency to kind of mess up. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood. Hallelujah. I bet y'all going to look at that quilt a little bit different now, aren't you? Just a little bit different. All the quilts have been bought out from all these little vendors and stuff. A quilt. How many of y'all know how to make quilts? Amen. Amen. Love it. I love it. I love it. It's beautiful to see how God can minister through the simple things. He says, I use the weak to confound the strong, and I use the foolish to confound the wise. Lord, I'm weak. You're strong. Lord, I ain't have all the wisdom, but you are wisdom. All we need to do is latch on. Hold on. One of the things that I realized is that the more and more that you tug, watch this. Hold on, pull on that a little bit. Pull on it. The more and more you pull on it, the more and more you pull on it, you would think it would tear. But because of the binding of the thread in every area, it would strengthen it, but it would stretch together. It would stretch together and it wouldn't rip apart. Unless you took something sharp and cut it. Kind of like the pattern that was cut on the side. And when it was cut on the side, water and blood was released. Holy Ghost power in these legs, son. Holy Ghost power in these legs. Foreign soil you will go. Foreign soil you will return. Foreign soil you will continue to go. I have called you, presented you before the foundations of this earth. These feet, these legs, these hands are designated for my purpose, says God. I've called you into regions and territories. You've wondered why and how long. When is my next assignment? Beloved, you understand when God calls, you say yes. You already understand that. He's asking, are you ready to go to Guatemala? Are you ready to go? I have called you, but I have anointed and prepared for you to carry my ark of my presence. My ark of my presence. Signs, wonders shall flow through you. Diseased, famine regions will begin to be turned around because you declare the goodness of my son Jesus. I have called you, beloved, before the foundations of this earth to bring back a remnant which has been outcast and left alone. You said that I will feed those that you've called me to feed. I will clothe those you've called me to clothe. But I will do your will. Blessings to you, man. Blessings to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. What do we do now? What do we do now? What do we do? Do we wade? Do we wade in the water? Y'all know about that. Do we wade in the water? Just wait. Just wade in the water. Stand still in the water. And let the waters begin to cover you. Because we're waiting in the water. We're waiting. Not the W-A-I-T, but the W-A-D-E. Waiting. Waiting. We'll find you that song I sing. Who knows it? Y'all know it? Waiting in the water. Who sings it? Who sings it? Come on. Come on. Who sings it? Waiting in the water. Come on. Waiting in the water. Waiting in the water. Come on, come on. Come on, keep going. Come on. Oh, is it a little uncomfortable? It's all right. Waiting. Here we go. We're going to go back to church, baby.
Wave in the water. Wave in the water, children. Wave in the water. God's gonna trouble the water.
Come on, baby, come on. Come on, keep going, keep going.
Wave in the water. Wave in the water, children. Wave in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. Wave in the water. Wave in the water, children. Wave in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. Wave in the water. Wave in the water, children. Wave in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. Wave in the water. Wave in the water, children. Wave in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. Wave in the water. Wave in the water, children. Wave in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. Wade in the water. Wade in the water, children. Wade in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. God's gonna trouble the water. If you get there before I do, God's gonna trouble the water. Tell all my friends I'm coming too. God's gonna trouble the water. Wait in the water. Wait in the water, children. Wait in the water. My God's gonna trouble the water. My God's gonna trouble the water. Wade in the water. Wade in the water, children. Wade in the water. My God's gonna trouble the water. If you get there before I do, gonna trouble the water. Tell all my friends I'm coming too. Gonna trouble the water. If you get there before I do, God's gonna trouble the water. Tell all my friends I'm coming too. God's gonna trouble the water. Wait in the water. Wait in the water, children. Wait in the water. My God's gonna trouble the water. My God's gonna trouble the water. My God's gonna trouble the water. Wait in the water. Wait in the water, children. Wait in the water. God's gonna trouble the water.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, hallelujah.
Yeah. Come on, now. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Woo, hallelujah.
It's all about you, baby. That's it.
Hallelujah.
It's all about Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That's it. That's it. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Come on, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Come on, Jesus. We're waiting on you, God. We're waiting on you. That's it. That's it. That's it. Come on. Come on.
Come on. Come on.
Old school church, baby. Old school church. Come on, come on.
Yeah.
Oh. Mama, mama. Come on, come on, come on. Oh. Old school church. When it's all about the Spirit of God, and it's all about Jesus, it's always been and always will be. Can we learn to wade in the water? Can we learn to get into the presence of the Holy Spirit and just wade in Him? Just wade in the Spirit and let Him marinate you. Let Him be the one that is saturating you. Let Him be the one that engulfs you and fills you, that overflows your rim. It's all about the presence of Jesus. If you come to listen to another great sermon, come to laugh at the pastor, come to laugh at the praise, you came for the wrong reason. You came for Jesus. And Jesus is Lord. Jesus is King. It's all about Him. It's all about His presence. If we don't get into the presence of God, you're just playing church. But when you come into the presence of God, you can have the take with Him. You can be one with the presence. You can be one with Jesus. And He can fill you with all that you need. Empty yourself of the things that you've gone through. Empty the things that are inside of you once and for all. This is the hour of visitation. This is the hour of habitation. When He comes in and He habitates, He comes in and begins to do a work inside of you. You've got to give of your all and trust in God. God Himself wants to be a part of your life, and every fiber of your being wants to just take control. Will you surrender it all to Him? Surrender it all to Him. Surrender it all. Surrender it all. Come on, come on, come on. Oh, come on. Yes, yes, Lord. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you, we thank you. Ooh. Oh. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, precious, sweet Jesus. Precious, precious. Those that are heavy, those that are heavy burden, those that are carrying a weight of family members, a sense of despair, a sense of despondency. There's been issues that you've been carrying. Let Jesus take away all of that. Cast all your cares upon Him. Cast all your cares at the feet of Jesus. Don't worry about how the certain aspect of your business, your marriage, relationship with your children, those that are strayed away. You have to trust in the Spirit of God by giving everything unto the Lord. Empty of yourself to receive all of Him. Father, I thank you. I thank you in this time of worship, God, that we can wade in the waters with you and wait for the waters to rise. And as they rise, they rise from the throne. Because it is like a river that flows from the throne of grace. And these waters are the grace of God that are raising the people up that know how to wade in the water with Jesus. And when you feel that you have come away, been led astray, been pulled away, been stripped and taken away from the relationship with you in Jesus, now is the time to let go and let God. Let the Spirit of God beckon you to come into the waters. In the time of worship is when God begins to minister to you. Lord, I thank you that we are a people that you've called as a remnant in these last days, God. I thank you that we can be knitted and joined and fastened together as a people, not as a congregation, not as a religion, but fitted together as a people of God, so that we can bring unity across the land and drive out division. Drive out pride and haughtiness. But we can unify the body as we unify our hearts with the King. God, I love you and I thank you that we can stop the agenda today and allow you to be the agenda. And allow you to minister to us as we minister back unto you. And let the ladder from heaven, let the angels ascend and descend, because it's about you, Jesus. You are standing. You are standing in the heavens today for those that wait on you. God, I thank you. Oh, sweet, precious Jesus. We love you. We honor you. We worship you. We thank you for your divine presence, oh God. Lord, I thank you for the visitors that are here today. They may be new and fresh to us, but you've known them before the foundation of this earth. They're your children, Lord. I pray that you bless them.
as you bless those that have been standing in the water. I thank you, Father, that across this nation today, today, God, you call your people out of darkness. That on the seventh month, on the seventh day, you called Noah out of the ark. Lord, I thank you for your everlasting true word. It's not true because I believe it. It's true because it's truth. And God, I thank you that you can call a people together across all kinds of denominations, racial barriers, biasness upon how they worship and praise. But we can come together for the cause to worship Jesus and declare of his goodness and declare of his grace and his mercy. And God, we thank you in Jesus' mighty name. And all of God's children said amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's all about him. It's all about him. Come on, come on, come on. It's all about him. It's all about him. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. You may be seated if you can. You may be seated if you can. I want to honor my son in the Lord for Wednesday service. I had to. I had to go help my brother and had to call Oscar last minute. Oscar, I need you to take it. He goes, no problem, no problem. Pastor, you always said, stay ready. Stay ready. I love what he said. He says, I prepared and I got everything ready and it just didn't go that way. But he began to flow in the Holy Ghost and listen to the Spirit of God. So I want to honor him. Honor him. You give honor where honor is due. Honor is due. And I thank God for your obedience to the Spirit of God. I do. Thank God that you heeded to his voice and his command and you obeyed. Because of that, I had text after text after text from people. Power of God fell. Amen. Do you know how good and how happy that makes me feel? Boy, boy. So when I go on my cruise, I ain't got to worry about Nathan. Because it's about the kingdom of God. So I honor you, sir. I honor you. I thank God for your trials. I thank God for your tribulations, the shortcomings, where you may have felt the battles were lost, where you may have felt that you've got the short end of the stick. You may have been looked over. You may have not got what you deserve. You may have had to do some things on your own. But because of those trials and those fires, the purity is displayed. Amen. Through those fires and through those trials comes the anointing. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. Far greater. Thank you, Jesus. There it is. There it is. There's a level that you haven't yet experienced, but you're about to. I see your eyes like flames of fire. I see your head crowned and adorned with jewels. I see a crown that he's placed on you. I'm very well pleased, says the Spirit of the living God. Because in the midst of this, you didn't curse me. You blessed me.
and you steadied the course. I see an increase of the oil. An increase of the oil. Let your cup run over. Let your cup run over. Let it flow into the body. Let it flow into your home. Let it flow into your destiny. Not everybody can get connected to it. And not everybody can drink of it. It's where he assigns. He divines. And all you have to do is stay on that path. I bless you from the crown of your head, the soles of your feet. Lord, I thank you for the release of your fire, God. Of your fire. Of your fire, God. Of your fire, God. Of your fire. He's filling, he's filling, he's filling, he's filling, he's filling. It says, because you emptied out, now I'm filling you with fresh. Because you deposited, now I'm depositing in you. Because you have done what was right in my eyes. And what was done righteous unto me, I am filling you with what you desire. I am filling you right now. In Jesus' mighty name, I thank you, God. I thank you for the release. And I thank you for only what you can do and only what you can give. I thank you for that release. Supernatural. Supernatural. Blue flames of God. Blue flames of God. Where it'll burn out the dross and remove the impurities in the body. It'll be removed, cleansed, and removed. That only the pure things of God shall be displayed in the body of Christ. I have called you to be a mouthpiece in this hour. I have called you to be a prophet unto the nations. I have called you to go into foreign land. I've called you. I have called you. I have called you the ecclesia. Called out from, separated from, called into position, called into a place. I have called you for such a time as this. Such a time as this. Such a time as this. Such a time. More. I have shodded your feet with my glory. I have given you the breastplate of righteousness. I have given you the shield of faith and the helmet of salvation. For I have called you to be the warrior in this hour. I have called you not just by your might, but by my spirit, says God. And in this season, you will know that I have given you the mouth to speak and the atmosphere that will change because of my spoken word. Be obedient. Be willing. But be steadfast, son. Be steadfast. In Jesus' mighty name. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless his endeavors. Bless the path. Bless the steps. Bless the heart. Bless the mind. In Jesus' mighty name. Your fire, God, your fire. It is a release of your fire, God. Your fire, God, that comes from the throne, God. And only by your presence, God, can it deliver such a burning flame that is within, that it even burns into the marrow like the bones of the prophet. It is like fire that is shut up in the bones that he cannot contain it. God, I thank you that tongues of fire shall come forth, and it shall divide and it shall separate. But Lord, it shall be honey unto the marrow, into the bones, and into the body. It'll be like honey. Well received, says God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless him, bless him, bless him. Bless him, God. Bless him, God. Bless him, God. More. Let it flow, let it flow. Let it flow, let it flow. Beyond measure, God. Beyond measure, God. Beyond measure, beyond measure, beyond measure. Hey, can I both say, come up outside? He can I both say, come up outside? Passport ready. Get it ready. Get it in line. Get it in order. calling for you. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, in South America. You establish schools of ministry. Schools. You'll teach ministers how to minister. You'll teach pastors how to pastor. You'll teach traveling evangelists how to evangelize through the heart and not through the mind. That the works that will be displayed by the power of God. Get your passport together. For I'm calling for you, says God. Calling for you. It'll be an apostolic decree where the Father will send. The Apostle Paul sent Timothy. The Apostle will send you. Send you. Rest in Him. Let the fire just flow through your bodies. Right now. Rest in Him. Do not fret. Do not worry. I've had it in control all along, says God. Everything is ordained of me, says God. Everything. Hallelujah. 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 Everything. We have had service, we've had church, we have had apostolic reformation. You have experienced kingdom today. Well, you never got into the Word. He's the Word. When the Word shows up, can you not read it? Can you not eat it? Can you not drink of it? But we have been so programmed and processed. Give me the scripture, the 3 points, the closing. Tell me what you told me. And let me on my way. You had kingdom displayed. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh boy. Hallelujah. Welcome, sir. Hallelujah. All right, can we get the backlights first, and then we'll do the front in just a minute. We're going to take our communion as family. I would venture to say that